The Tai Lake plant on the mainland east of Wrangell provides cheap hydroelectricity to Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan. It's run by the Thomas Bay Power Authority, and it's overseen by a 7-person appointed commission of Wrangell and Petersburg residents. That commission in July voted to hand over the day-to-day operations to the owner of the plant, the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA. Thomas Bay Commissioner Joe Nelson of Petersburg praised the work done on that transfer agreement.
I think it's a great document. I think it protects the Thomas Bay employees that will now become SEPA employees.
The transfer is a complicated thing, requiring approval by the municipal governments, the Thomas Bay Commission, the employees, and SEPA. That organization's attorney, Joel Paisner, helped negotiate the agreement, and he attended the recent Thomas Bay meeting by phone.
There's been a lot of care, I think, by council from Petersburg and Wrangell to protect each of the community's interests here.
The agreement has SEPA taking over future payments into the state's public employee retirement system for the workers at the power plant. It also requires SEPA to maintain an office in Wrangell. Assemblies in both Wrangell and Petersburg have signed off on the pact. SEPA also has a tentative collective bargaining agreement with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. That's a union that represents the employees. And once that's ratified, the actual transfer could happen sometime in the middle of August. It's been a somewhat controversial transfer for some in Wrangell, with concern over the loss of jobs there. That's been the case for two people already. The commission terminated its general manager this year, and that manager terminated the Thomas Bay office secretary. In addition, two members of the commission from Wrangell, the president and secretary, both resigned this spring. At the commission's meeting in July, the remaining members elected Robert Larson of Petersburg the new president. Newly appointed Commissioner Bob Prunella of Wrangell was elected vice president, while John Jensen of Petersburg was elected secretary. And with the transfer approved, Larson wanted to start the discussion about the future role of the Thomas Bay Power Commission.
I personally think that there is a need outside of the operating agreement for Thomas Bay and the transmission line for a body that addresses power needs, future power needs of the two communities, that we could coordinate between them.
The commission was created 40 years ago by the two communities looking for electrical power sources. Clay Hammer of Wrangell thought the future role would be up to borough assemblies in the two towns. He thought the commission could focus in the future on environmental concerns, water management, or other needs, but didn't necessarily think the focus would involve electrical power.
Personally, I feel that SEPA is doing a more than adequate job of addressing our power needs. They're going out and they're addressing future projects. You know, they're assessing load. They're doing all the things that, Thomas Bay used to do back in the day, and then some.
Several at the meeting thought Thomas Bay would eventually become more of an advisory group. Joe Nelson of Petersburg thought that would be important for complicated agreements that dictate power purchases by local utilities.
I think as SEPA develops new projects and as new resources come online, there may be a need, or there's probably going to be some pressure on revisiting these power sales agreements. So I think it would be good for the two assemblies to have this organization to look at what might come up, give it a hard look, a study, and then come back and make recommendation to the assemblies on how they might move forward.
Commissioners agreed that new President Robert Larson should report to the two assemblies and seek some direction. The commission has another meeting scheduled September 9th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.